Mit vielen tollen Angeboten bei Biller und Biller Plus. Mehr Infos auf biller.at.
Diese Sendung wurde präsentiert von Borutalkomän Deos für einen frischen Start in den Tag.
FM4.
It's 7 o'clock, Sunday, the 1st of June. In the headlines this hour, the US and Israel reject demands made by Hamas. And Poland holds a presidential election. Here's Astrid Nolte with the FM4 news.
Thanks, Hal. Hamas has offered to relinquish its administrative authority over the Gaza Strip in its official response to the U.S. Gaza ceasefire proposal. But the militant group has also demanded changes to the plan, which the U.S. and Israel have called unacceptable. The former Israeli negotiator, Dan Arbel, thinks ceasefire talks will nevertheless continue.
Hamas just kind of laid out kind of a starting position, but I don't think these are his final positions. And I think this, however, does not shut the door to continuing negotiations, but we're not there yet. And it will take a few more days at least until we can actually reach understandings and agreements on all elements of the next phase of the deal.
Poland's presidential election heads into a runoff today, with the opinion polls putting Warsaw's liberal mayor Rafał Trzaskowski neck and neck with the nationalist candidate Karol Nawrocki. Juliet Patton reports.
Trzaskowski won the first round by 2 percentage points, but since neither candidate got more than 50% of the vote, the election is going into a second round. Poland's Prime Minister Donald Tusk has expressed his support for Trzaskowski. This election is seen as a pivotal moment for Tusk's pro-European coalition government. While much of the power in Poland lies with the Prime Minister and Parliament, presidents do have the ability to veto legislation. The outcome will influence the government's ability to implement its reform agenda. This includes liberalizing the country's strict abortion law and accelerating changes to the justice system. Juliet Patton, FM4 News.
Russia says a highway bridge has collapsed in a border region near Ukraine, bringing several trucks down onto a moving passenger train. Officials say at least 7 people were killed and 30 injured. The BBC's David Bamford has more.
The governor of Russia's Bryansk region confirmed there'd been casualties when several heavy trucks came crashing down on the Moscow Express from Klimova as it passed underneath. The incident took place just 100 kilometers from the Ukraine border. Russian rail officials said the bridge had been damaged by illegal interference, adding to speculation that this was an act of sabotage linked to the conflict between Russia and Ukraine.
To sport, and the football club Paris Saint-Germain has won the Champions League trophy for the first time, securing victory with a 5-0 match against Inter Milan. After the match, enthusiastic fans stormed the pitch to gather souvenirs, and some fans clashed with police in the French capital. To the weather, today's forecast is partly sunny with a chance of rain moving across the country later in the day. Highs between 24 and 32 degrees.
Thank you, Astrid.
This is the morning show with Hal Rock.
Certainly is. It's 3 minutes past 7 o'clock this Sunday morning. A pinch and a punch for the first of the month is something we say in England. Don't ask me why, it's really stupid, but I think it's intended to wish you good luck for the coming month, which is what I wish all of you. Okay. Here come the dramas. I heard it on the radio. Good morning. Is your weekend going, huh? I hope it is going as well as you would wish. It's a lovely Sunday morning out there. Get out and enjoy it. But remember to take FM Fear with you. I'm Hal Rock. It's the morning show. And this one comes from The Foles.
I'm
FM4.
The Hinds featuring Beck and Boom Boom Back. It is, wait for it, exactly 17 minutes past 7 o'clock. If you are a creative person, then you know that inspiration is key to creating anything, be it music, a design, a painting, or literature. But how do you get inspired? What makes the creative juices flow, so to speak? Comedian and FM4 columnist Mark Karnal knows all about inspiration.
In der Geschichte haben Geheimnisse die Menschheit immer fasziniert.
Die geheimsten Geheimnisse der Literatur.
Psst. Streng geheim.
Wie findet man die Inspiration zum Schreiben?
Durch Beobachtung, durch präzise Alltagsbeobachtung. Nichts ist so inspirierend wie das echte, das wahre Leben. Aber Problem, ich als gesichtsbekannter Star-Autor werde halt sofort überall erkannt. Dann wollen die Leute gleich wieder Signaturen oder Selfie-Bilder und ich kann sie nicht beobachten. Aus dem Grund habe ich mir einen Tarnjob zugelegt. Ich arbeite 20 Stunden die Woche verkleidet als Kellner im Café Jelinek. Das schneiden Sie jetzt bitte raus. Ja? Also, ich arbeite verkleidet in einem Kaffeehaus, um mich unerkannt von den kleinen Dramen des Alltags inspirieren zu lassen. Oft wische ich einen Tisch minutenlang ab mit meinem Wettex, um nichts zu verpassen. Und nein, ich habe es natürlich finanziell nicht nötig, nebenbei zu kellnern. Ich bitte Sie, Allein mein letzter Roman, Der feuchte Tisch, hat sich hunderte, also tausende Male verkauft. Und warum war der so erfolgreich? Naja, weil die Geschichte mitten aus dem Leben gegriffen ist. Ja? So funktioniert Inspiration.
So now you know. And once you've found your inspiration, well, use it to write a short story and send it to us. Our short story contest, Wortlaut, is still going on, and you have until June the 10th to send in your manuscript. This year's motto is Geheim, secret, and everything you need to know, you'll find on our website, fm4orf80/Wortlaut.
Tell me where we pulled them from. done in the morning. Things so important, I can't miss. Can tell me exploring with a stone boy just like this. So will you let me be a stone boyfriend, babe? Will you let me be a stone boy? Feel like I shouldn't say it out.
Is the answer to your problems. Keep on moving, bring your you can solve them. Surfen.
Simsen.
Sprechen.
Sparen. Nur bis 9. Juli. 70 GB, 5G und 3000 Minuten oder SMS um nur 14,90 Euro. Alle 30 Tage im Tarif Superschnäppchen. S-Budget Mobile. Telefonieren und surfen zum S-Budget-Preis. Exklusiv bei Spar, Eurospar und Interspar. Preise und Details auf sbjmobile.at.
Was passiert mit unserem Geld? Wie werden wir in Zukunft wohnen? Und wohin geht die Reise für Europa? Das neue News. Wir haben da noch eine Frage.
Alles da.
Wie Sie Ihre Lieben so richtig einkochen? Mit selbstgemachten Marmeladen, Chutneys und Sirupen. Bei Interspar gibt's jetzt alles, was Sie zum Einkochen brauchen. Wie?
Spar Zitronensäure, 250 Gramm. Jetzt im Mengenvorteil. Ab 2 Packungen je 89 Cent.
Alles da.
Aber nur bei Interspar.
This is your morning wake-up call.
Morning show.
With your music.
Radio FM.
Yeah, and this morning is with me, Hal Rock. Yeah, 7:30 if you've just tuned in. A very good morning to you. Actually, if you don't absolutely have to get out of bed, you have my permission to stay in bed for another half an hour, okay? I'm feeling generous this morning. But I will bring you up to date with what's been happening in the world. The US and Israel have rejected demands made by Hamas. And Poland is holding a presidential election today. More details on that coming up in the main news headlines at the top of the hour. But for now, as always, it's back to the music. Here comes Bilbao with Get Up.
Tell me where to drive.
Don't be afraid, baby. It's only FM Fear.
Don't belong, but like a dog
you go. Music made in Austria. That was Hayden Arp. Coming up for air at 7:41 this Sunday morning. Go!
Stream Festival.
Stream.
At Radio FM 4.
Yep, this weekend, the summer festival season finally started at the Stream Festival in Linz. FM4's René Froschmeier was there and, together with other festival visitors, tried to create the best festival possible. Let's have a listen to what they came up with, shall we?
Wo wird euer ideales Festival stattfinden?
Definitiv am Wasser.
Ich bin für Almhütte oder auch am Gipfel oben.
Absturzgefahr für Besoffene, aber nicht im doppelten Sinne.
Absturzgefahr, kommt mal schon Namen.
Ich würde persönlich sagen St. Pölten, weil es einfach so die coole Stadt ist.
Du bist St. Pölten-Fan?
Ja, wer nicht, frage ich mich. Also wirklich, beste Stadt in Österreich.
Ich liebe alles im Wald und was so ein bisschen feenmäßig ist. Also ich glaube, ich würde so süße kleine Jute-Zelte irgendwie haben. Am Campingplatz würde ich, wenn die Festivalveranstalter wäre, würde ich schon das gratis Menstruationsprodukte geben für alle.
Ich würde einen voll matschig am liebsten haben, dass man bei jedem Tritt spürt, wie man versinkt, so ein bisschen Matsch drinnen.
Vielleicht wäre so eine Community-Kitchen ganz cool, wo jeder mal kommen kann und was kochen kann für alle. Dann wäre es vielleicht nicht so teuer.
Vorher und dazu freshes Coke.
So nachhaltig wie möglich und so regional wie möglich. Ich fände es actually auch geil, vielleicht ein alkoholfreies Festival einfach mal zu probieren, dass Leute vielleicht sagen, so man kann auch ohne Alkohol Spaß haben.
Und welche Acts würdest du gerne dann auf dem Festival sehen?
Also von den Bands her, so Karikari, Cousins Like Shit, Bilderbuch war voll geil.
Ich glaube, ich würde es versuchen, so divers wie möglich zu machen, also von Musikrichtungen irgendwie. Schauen, dass vielleicht queere Artists auch gefördert werden, genau, und dass für alle was dabei ist.
Gerne mehr Flinter-Acts, es sind immer so viele Männer überall.
Viel coole kleine Artists aus Österreich. Habt ihr auch Leute, die Stimmung machen? Nix and Match, von allem ein bisschen was und von nichts zu.
There you go, that's what they thought. Speaking of fabulous acts from Austria, how about this one from Zorn performing live at the Stream Festival yesterday?
Your morning, your music.
FM4.
Morning Show.
you do. Baby, 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 let me talk to you. I just love to whisper in your sexy ear. Tell you that I love you, take it where you feel. Destroy your inhibitions right here to be. Low down, slow down, keep you low down.
Fiverr und Fact laden ein zum Plaudern und Grillen.
Unsere Grillsaison ist eröffnet, hier mit wunderbaren Gästen. Sodel, eine ganz tolle Musikerin, ich bin Riesenfan. Steffi Reinsberger, eine ganz tolle Schauspielerin, auch hier bin ich Fan. Und von dir sowieso der ersten Stunde DJ Fact auf FM4. Sonntags wird gegrillt am Ponyhof ab 17 Uhr. Und wer freut sich drauf?
Wir alle.
Sommer am Ponyhof. Heute ab 17 Uhr auf FM4. Präsentiert vom Trendmöbelhaus Mömax. Sieht doch gleich besser aus.
Sugar on the rim, nothing more, nothing less of thought.
The one from Clairo, Sexy to Someone. I certainly hope you are.
Diese Sendung wurde präsentiert von Borutalkomen Deos für einen frischen Start in den Tag.
FM4.
It's 8 o'clock, Sunday, the 1st of June. In the headlines today, people head to the polls in Poland and Israel rejects the latest Hamas ceasefire demands. Here's Astrid Nolte with the FM4 News.
Thanks, Hal. People in Poland are voting for a new president today, with the opinion polls predicting a tight runoff between the liberal mayor of Warsaw, Rafał Trzaskowski, and the nationalist candidate Karol Nawrocki. Rosie Waits has more.
Rafał Trzaskowski narrowly won the election's first round, but since neither candidate got more than 50% of the vote, the election is going to a runoff. It's seen as a pivotal moment for Prime Minister Donald Tusk's pro-European coalition government. While much of the power in Poland lies with the Prime Minister and Parliament, presidents do have the ability to veto legislation. Karol Nawrocki is a staunch opponent of Tusk's coalition and is expected to use the veto frequently. The outcome will influence the government's ability to implement reforms, including liberalizing the country's strict abortion law and accelerating changes to the justice system. Rosie Waits, FM4 News.
Officials in Russia say a highway bridge has collapsed in a border region near Ukraine, bringing several trucks down onto a moving passenger train. They say at least 7 people were killed and 30 injured. A senior Russian senator has alleged that the bridge was damaged in an act of sabotage orchestrated by Kyiv. Hamas has given its official response to a U.S. Gaza ceasefire proposal offering to relinquish its administrative authority over the Gaza Strip, but also demanding changes to the plan, which the U.S. and Israel have called unacceptable. NPR's Hadil Al-Shalchi has more.
In a statement, Hamas said that it has agreed to release 10 living and 18 deceased hostages. This is in exchange for Israel to release an agreed-upon number of Palestinian prisoners. The U.S. proposal calls for a 60-day ceasefire. Israel accepted Witkoff's proposal earlier this week, but it's not a done deal. Hamas is still seeking other demands, according to reports in Arab and Israeli media. It says it wants a comprehensive withdrawal of Israeli troops from Gaza and a permanent end to the war. More than 54,000 Palestinians have been killed since the war began in Gaza 20 months ago when Hamas militants attacked Israel.
And Pride Month has begun in Austria with a number of events set to take place across the country throughout June, promoting rights and diversity in support of the LGBTQ plus community. Elizabeth Alcock has more.
Over the next 2 weeks, Vienna Pride takes place, with the Rainbow Parade on the 14th set to be the main highlight. Other events include the Pride Conference on June 6th and the Pride Run on June 13th. But events are also taking place across the country, with smaller communities such as Unken and Mittersill now also holding celebrations. The background of Pride is the call for equal rights and protection against discrimination, with advocacy groups in Austria, for example, demanding a ban on so-called conversion therapy and calling on the government to implement a national action plan against hate crimes. Elizabeth Alcock, FM Fear News.
To the weather, today's forecast is partly sunny with a chance of rain moving across the country later in the day. Highs between 24 and 33 degrees.
Thank you, Astrid.
Good morning. Where are we at?
Good morning. This is
The Morning Show.
The Morning Show.
Radio FM Fear.
Yeah, this morning it's with me, Hal Rock. Good to have your company this Sunday morning. 4 minutes past 8 o'clock. This one comes from Lola Young.
Oh, hi. I want to take you on a little ride. I want to make you feel so nice. I want to make you feel appreciated when you're deep up in me, when you're deep up inside. I want to show you just what I like. I want to kiss you slow. I want to fuck you off. I want to eat you up. I want to cook your lunch. I want to love you, babe.
You know where I want to be. I want you right under me. Can you just live a little bit?
we are in the car, leaving traces of us down the boulevard. I wanna fall through the stars, getting lost in the dark is my favorite part.
Let's count the ways we could make this last forever.
Sunny, money, keep it funky, touch your top it, let it down.
Pink like the secrets you hide. Maybe.